question was asked, different shuls have the custom that at the end of davening they say Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, and some shuls say it every day, some shuls only say it certain days. Is there a rule for that? So based on Kabbalah, they say you should say it every day. But there are other sources that say, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this custom as a custom of Eretz Yisrael, that on days where you did not say Baruch Hu for Kriyat Torah, on days that there was no Torah reading, so you didn't say Baruch Hu in the Torah reading, so there we say Baruch Hu in the end. The idea behind it being, on a basic level, when one person says Baruch Hu et Hashem Amvorach, bless Hashem who is blessed, and everyone responds Baruch Hashem Amvorach Leolam Ve'ed, blessed is Hashem the Blessed One forever, so then we have accomplished a biblical mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The masses got together to bless Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name. We do that at the beginning of davening, right after Yishtabach. And remember, in ancient times, that was the beginning of davening. Shul began with Baruch Hu. That's how shul began in the days of the Talmud. Later on, they added the Psukei de Zimra with the blessing before and after. But even that was done at home, and people would come to shul for Baruch Hu. So shul began at Baruch Hu. So let's say you showed up a half a minute late. You missed Baruch Hu, because shul began with Baruch Hu. Well, Baruch Hu is a biblical component of davening. So they wanted to give you a chance to make it up at the end of davening. If you showed up a half a minute late, don't leave a half a minute early. Right? Stay till the very end, and we'll say Baruch Hu again. But if we took out the Sefer Torah and we read from the Torah, so then you already accomplished that mitzvah. Every person that got an aliyah said Baruch Hu is Hashem Amvorach, and we all responded. So then they didn't have to institutionalize another Baruch Hu at the end of davening. That's the accepted custom. There is a Yemenite commentary on Sidur called the Maharitz. He was a big rabbi, and he quotes, I don't know if this is his own thing or he quotes from someone else, he says that when you wake up in the morning, there are levels of waking up. And one level is when you wash your hands, wash off your face. He says the final level of awakening is when the chazan says Baruch Hu and you answer Baruch Hashem Amvorach Leolam Ve'ed. And responding that, you've removed all forms of sleep from you. On a spiritual level, you've awakened yourself even more. So if you don't have an option of saying it, or if you missed the chazan, so we give you another chance at the end. But if we had Kriyat Torah, so then our custom in most shuls is that we don't say it at the very end. Again, I think it's the Arizal that said every day you should always end davening with Baruch Hu. And so there are places that do it every day. No change. But most places, that's the rule.